Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. Today I want to talk about something that may sound obvious, but it's been so much on my mind and on my heart. And, you know, many of us, most of us, limit our freedom in certain ways, consciously and unconsciously. When I say freedom, I mean our freedom of expression, our ability, like in the ways that we think, we sort of limit ourselves in whether it's self-expression, how we allow ourselves to dream, even, you know, dreaming big and allowing ourselves to believe in ourselves at such a deep level that we have this freedom that, you know, sort of allows us to go there. I'm not sure how eloquent that was, but keeping this off the cuff and real in this moment, yeah, this vibration of freedom, and it has to do with healing, being a more authentic version of ourselves, and eventually a completely, imagine how liberating that would be, right? To be totally who we are, the way, you know, children are when they feel free, you know, before they become sort of socialized and start going to school or, you know, feeling confined, you know, this absolute freedom, tapping into this like as much as possible and being highly aware of when we are restricting our freedom. Yeah, that's what I should. That's a better word than limiting. I mean, restricting ourselves, restricting our freedom. And, you know, we do it to ourselves often unconsciously. You know, if someone asks you to meditate and dream, you know, are you able to imagine your life the way you really want it to be? Do you believe in that possibility so much that you have the freedom to allow yourself to go there in your mind? I hope you do. And certainly some people do. I'm sharing that because that has been for me a restriction, I realize, which, you know, everything we think about and all of the sort of patterns that we have, you know, become present in our life. You know, when we restrict our freedom for whatever reason, and often reasons and patterns that we've adopted in this lifetime and in past lifetimes, you know, also just to say something about patterns, like patterns in and of themselves are not negative. They become negative when they're no longer serving us. For instance, you know, if you grow up and your parents are really hard on you, or, you know, you become inhibited. That's just an example of a restriction. Because you're afraid of being judged. Just an example again. At that moment, as a child, when you're growing up in this household, if you're experiencing that example, eventually there's a time when, you know, you leave home and you leave that environment, or the situation changes. You are free. Okay, that in that example, you leave that experience. However, if the patterning that made you feel safe and comforted you in some way, quite often those patterns become so ingrained in us that we don't even really realize we're doing them. And when we do, we can heal this in ourselves and allow ourselves to, yeah, as we heal, we become more free. We become first aware of the pattern, which at some point becomes a negative pattern because it's holding us back. It's restricting or blocking us in some way. I mentioned, you know, having the ability to dream big and of course there's all sorts of things that come into play, not just, I'm focusing on the word freedom because it seems to me such a major one. You know, it's like you lose your ability to imagine the best case scenario. And I don't mean imagine it in your rational mind, you know, we can imagine it, but to experience it, which means that you can, like, you're like vibrating at that experience, like you're feeling it. It's all about feeling. When we can feel something, feel the reality, the possibility, in a real way, when we can experience it, then we can create it. So maybe this podcast episode is really about thinking about some way in your life that you're restricting yourself. Maybe it's, you know, your salary, believing you could move to, I don't know, Costa Rica, Portugal. If you're a dreamer at heart and you want to travel and you want to live differently, maybe it's meeting the love of your life because, you know, you didn't grow up with that example, or it's hard for you to imagine because, you know, you reach a certain age. So then you've been sort of programmed to think it's not possible. You know, we restrict our freedoms. I feel like it's something that our minds, which are our brains, are wired to think negatively. It's just the way they are made. And thinking, which of course is very important and very much a part of our life experience and evolution. But when we disconnect from our freedom, and that means our, you know, ability to create whatever we're dreaming of, our ability to dream, to imagine, and to imagine to really imagine, not just, you know, you write it down, but you don't feel it. You don't believe in it, because the universe responds to what we believe in and who we are in this moment in time. You know, if we're repeating patterns in our daily lives and we're restricting ourselves and I'm not going to say that it's easy every moment. I mean, even for myself, I know one of my, if you followed any of my soul realignment work in one of these episodes, I think I mentioned one of my restrictions from a past lifetime, which, you know, it was very easy and natural for me to think that it all started in this lifetime, you know, and and that is very important to look at, of course. But the deeper you go into this stuff, and of course, I realize it's not for everyone. But if you are interested and you do believe in the soul, and I mean, it's just really interesting, the work that I'm personally doing now in my own healing, and clearing Akashic records and doing, which, by the way, you can access your Akashic record. But that's a whole other, I'm just saying this, you have the right to do that. If that is something that interests you, feel free to email me and I'll send you a few recommendations of certain things that I sort of was driven to, the way that I got into it, not just for soul realignment, but for my own soul realignment it's a much more straightforward process. But yeah, it's all about this unlocking our personal freedom. And when we do it, and again, it's a practice, but it is incredibly, to repeat the word, it's liberating, it's freeing, you know, we tap into the infinite possibilities that do exist. And when we believe in them, when we, as we heal ourselves, of course, it's a healing journey that we're all in our own separate, you know, parallel, you know, experiences. As we heal these parts of ourselves, we unrestrict, we liberate ourselves. And it's so empowering and it's so important to our happiness and to our becoming that, you know, next level, that ever evolving, to continually becoming in our lives. You know, we are not meant to stay in the same place. You know, in this lifetime, there's such a just incredible, but yet so credible and so real, like this, the collective consciousness, like people are healing more and more, and the universe is moving in this direction toward the end of polarity. Okay, maybe this is becoming too woo-woo for some of you, or any cynics out there, don't believe in that stuff, then it's not for you. But I feel it, I know it at some level. We are moving in a powerful, powerful, empowering, connective, just a beautiful way right now. So I just want to encourage you, if there's an area of your life where you notice that, and I mentioned my personal example was, you know, when I, you know, I'm trying to dream big, you know, and I'm dreaming big, and I'm realizing I have these, you know, these feelings of, you know, whether it's, you know, not believing I'm worthy or feeling like a failure, and all of these things, you know, the more healed part of myself is like, what the F? Come on, Jess, that's not true. And you know it. And I know it. And the thing is, my rational mind knows it. I do know it. But it's interesting that what has been holding me back is it's so in conflict. Like that baby Jess, you know, that who we were as children, what we came into this world with, what our, you know, childhood, all that stuff that we've experienced in this lifetime, plus many, many past lifetime stuff that I imagine you have, as I have had. I've cleared the Akashic record, and I'm working now on deeper stuff of, you know, continued healing, because it is a process, and that is life, and that is actually an amazing experience. So just as you notice, if you notice yourself feeling blocked in any certain way, I just gave you one example. We all have different examples, of course. Just like, be aware. Like the first step is self-awareness at a higher level. So being aware when it comes up, you know, what is my block? Am I too hard on myself? Am I too hard on others? Am I too hard on my children? Am I judging? Am I reacting? You know, what? Because these are human responses, and it's okay. So please don't judge yourself if that is happening. Like, own that and acknowledge it. And when you notice it happening, it's not an instant fix, but there are, you know, that's why meditation is so healing. That's why getting in this flow state where you lose sense of time and you're not stuck in your mind. Because as wonderful as our minds are, it's, you know, like that, you know, Einstein quote, well, whether or not it's actually attributed to him or not doesn't really matter to me. But it's because it's the essence of many things that he said and wrote about. And that has to do with the importance of, you know, the intuitive mind, you know, this gift and this connection. It's not just about the rational mind. That's very important in science, you know, the scientific method and rational. These things are incredibly important. I'm not denying that. And our whole society that we've created is based on that, but it's shifting. People are unlocking their understanding and our minds, our brains are actually, we haven't accessed so much in our brains, of course, but there's just so much more wisdom that is coming through our heart, and that science is catching up to this too. Like there is a lot that is being discovered now. I don't know why I always feel like I have to put that in there, but it's all connected. And the more we allow our ways of thinking to change and our ways of being and freeing to who we are, you know, asking yourself those tough questions and noticing when you are limiting yourself, restricting yourself, you know, doubting yourself, when you're afraid, when you're worrying, just like when you allow yourself to go a little bit deeper into why it's happening. And you don't try and solve the problem through the rational mind only, because that's just going to go in a circle. That's not going to solve anything. We need to go deeper. So anyway, this is Heart First with Jess King. That was on my mind. I was just meditating on it and a few things came up, and, yeah, I love you guys. I send you just the very best wishes for a beautiful day, night, whatever it is, wherever you are, as I usually say. And until next time, thank you for joining me, and love and blessings.